Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. when, of course, I hope my voice will be better. I don't mean better. I mean, it's the best it's ever going to be. I just mean I'll get on with it, Goldstein, fine. We begin, of course, with the Premier League. And Mikel Arteta's Arsenal have returned to the top after beating Chelsea. The match was live on TalkSport and exclusive as well. How about that? Here's the fallout.
But Arsenal needed this. After four matches without a win, they put 3 points on the board and take first place in the Premier League once more, even if it's likely to be just a temporary stop. It's finished at the Emirates. Arsenal 3, Chelsea 1.
If Mikel Arteta had to pick a team that he would want to play after drawing 3 and losing against Man City, he'd have to say Chelsea would be that team. That's how poor that Chelsea are at the moment. So it was a complete storm in the first half where there was no resistance from Chelsea whatsoever. Arsenal just got a little bit sloppy in the second half. They just took their foot off the gas probably by 10-20%.
Jesus is there on the volley, pops it up, smashes it in. Chelsea are being battered at Arsenal, and Gabriel Jesus and the rest of the Arsenal players are absolutely loving it.
Really important, a London derby, the option to be top of the league again. It deserves a great performance, and I think the team, especially for 60 minutes, was outstanding. The level of energy, determination, movement, quality, purpose that we showed, it was terrific, and we deserve to win the game.
Will you be watching or listening to the game on TalkSport tomorrow night?
Yeah, on TalkSport tomorrow night I will be watching.
Thank you very much. See you later. Mikel Arteta joining us on the Sports Bar.
Has he got the app, Sam? So ask him if he's got the app.
Have you got the app? You can download it for free. You can flick between the two stations.
If I was Frank Lampard going in at half time, I'd be sitting them down saying, right, have a look at yourselves. Because that is a disgrace to the Chelsea badge. And from the team that he's been used to playing in, playing with heart and passion, there is no heart in this bunch of Chelsea players.
They've come to the Emirates here and it's been an absolutely shocking performance. No one got tight, no one ran about. They're playing like a bunch of individuals. I think almost any manager in the world would come in and struggle here. I mean, I personally, Perry and I had a chat, I just think they should make the decision who they want, if it is Pochettino.
Mahmoud, I'm going to have to hold you there because we're going to go over to the Emirates. Sam matter faces with Frank Lampard.
Why do you think it was so passive in that first 45 minutes?
Well, I don't know, in a sense that the things we spoke about, you know, it's the last thing you speak about, coming here and being passive. It doesn't matter where you're defending, trying to press up the pitch or around the edge of your box, which they can take you to when you come here. You've got to close the space between lines. You've got to make contact with people. Why it was, maybe it's a culmination of time. You look at the season we've had. The standards have dropped for all these reasons I keep talking about, of confidence, of underperforming. And you have to fight your way out of it and work hard. And a game like the first half like today shows exactly what it is. Because, as I say, some of the things are simple. People were talking to me before the game about, oh, why did you play a back five against Brentford? Why did you play a back five? Why didn't you play a back four? Doesn't matter what formation you play if you're passive. And if you're not going to play forward passes and make forward runs and win second balls and all those things. Until you do those, then you can talk about the tactics and how they might be able to improve your team and things you can work on. But at the minute, we're not getting that right. We corrected it a bit in the second half, just through force of telling them at half-time or what we needed to do. And it looked a bit different.
For me personally, now as a club legend, I still have him high up, but he's gone down in my estimations. I think the football that we're playing under him is absolutely pony. It's shocking football. And to be below both, I mean, to lose to another derby, it's a London derby 2 weeks in a row. It's just absolute pony.
He doesn't need to be let go at the end of the season. doesn't need to be sacked before the end of the season. He needs to have the respect for himself, the respect that he had when he was playing for the club, and he needs to resign tonight.
You look like a championship team put together, and Frank Lampard's completely out of his depth. I'd get rid of him. Best thing that happened to them this season is Thomas Tuchel getting them 10 points. That is the best thing that happened to them, because at the start of the season, they actually picked up some results. But this, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen such a bad side as Chelsea.
I've never witnessed a Chelsea team perform throughout a season. To say there's, what, they've got five games left.
Mm. And they're level points with Bournemouth.
Five games left, and they're not mathematically safe from relegation.
They could go down.
I've never, in my playing career, heard that from Chelsea.
I had tickets to the Brentford game, and I stayed in a Turkish restaurant and watched Man City against Arsenal instead. Oh, I couldn't bear it. I couldn't bear it.
Actually, it's great.
Oh, wait.
Is that Candy?
Who's that? You got Candy in the motor. You got
like
a gremlin or something. What is that in the background? Who is that?
Yeah.
I'm his dad.
You're not my dad.
Absolute disgrace.
Old enough to be my dad.
Is that Jason Cundy?
No, he's absolute Wally.
Yeah, all right, to be fair, I was trying to have a proper conversation. I didn't realise that...
Where's Cundy? He's superb.
Now, Liverpool owner, manager, my fault, Jurgen Klopp has been charged following his post-match comments after the clash with Spurs. Before the news, Kloppy admitted he could have done more to defuse the situation with referee Paul Tierney.
Breaking news on Talk Sport.
Liverpool's manager Jurgen Klopp has been charged, rather unsurprisingly, following that win over Tottenham Hotspur by the FA. It's alleged that his comments regarding the referee during the post-match TV interviews constitutes improper conduct, in that they imply bias and or question the integrity of the referee.
And I understand. I opened the box with that. Well, it's not intentionally, but obviously I opened it. And your colleague stepped into it and wanted me to carry on. So he said all these words like was inappropriate or whatever. I don't know what kind of words he used, but and I didn't respond to that. Now I stop it here. And maybe I should have said in that moment just, okay, he said to me it was a red card and I didn't think it was a red card, stuff like this. But then from that moment on, I realized I opened a box which I didn't want to open and stopped talking there about that. And that's one of the things what happened. The rest was the things I said, how I feel about the how I felt in that moment about Paul Tierney missing our games. I know he's not I'm very sure he's not doing it intentionally, but we have a history and I cannot deny that. And I wish, I'm not a resentful person, not at all. I think it's a waste of time. I had to get over so many things in my life and I get over them.
Man City face West Ham tonight. The Premier League is live on TalkSport. The citizens, no one calls them that, know that the title is in their hands as they go into the match. Here's their gaffer, Pep Guardiola. Guardiola, no one really knows. Speaking ahead of the clash.
Here's Haaland inside the area and scores. The ball broke to him inside the box and he caps a fantastic Manchester City display.
Messi has done these numbers every season during the last 10-15 years. But Erling, since the start in Salzburg on BVB and now here, have the same level. So the goals rate is almost every game. No, score goals and one or two goals every game. He had the chances to do it. But Messi is the most complete player I ever. Ever seen in vision, in passes, in dribblings, in competitiveness and in many things that is difficult for everyone. Hopefully Erling Haaland can be so close like Leo. Will be great for us or for the, you know, for the future, for the team, and we the team will have him. But always I said I don't help anyone to help, you know, to be compared with Argentina player.
Let's check in with the Hammers boss, shall we? David Moyes, admitting that he didn't watch the game between Leicester and Everton on Monday night.
Leicester's legendary striker scored one of his trademark goals and said it's going to be a Vardy party, but Everton said it won't be. The Premier League, simply the best, and we love bringing it to you in all its glory, live on TalkSport.
I didn't pay any attention to it because my telly wasn't working, so I had no satellite signal, so I never ended up getting to watch the game. So I was going through my phone, so unfortunately I didn't get to see the game. No, it's nothing to do with me, to be honest. You know, we can only concentrate in our games and look at what we have to do. We've got a lot of big games coming up. We've got a big European night coming up in a week's time as well. So, you know, we've got a lot of lot of good games coming.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Now, Leeds United are set to sack manager Javi Gracia and are in talks to appoint former England boss Sam Allardyce. Despite some reservations, Simon Jordan hopes Allardyce can be the saviour.
No rules anymore in football. If you're in the Premier League, there was no mythologies about you don't do this and you don't do that, you don't fire managers off the transfer windows, you don't hire them, then you don't do this. When you get to this point and you are in an absolute race to the bottom, you won't want to be in that. So you'll do whatever you think is going to get you out of this particular proverbial.
Yeah.
And if they think Sam Allardyce is that person, I don't know. I hope so. I hope so for Sam. You want my gut feel on it? No. Unless 33 points is going to keep you in the league. If 33 points keeps you in the league, then there's a possibility. If there's anything more than 33 points, I'm struggling. I'm struggling to see where they're going to... I cannot make a case. I don't care in which parallel universe you wish to exist in.
Sure.
For either getting anything out of Newcastle and Man City. Those will be absolute sea changes. Then you've got West Ham and Tottenham. Now, West Ham might be in a European final. Might not be as motivated by this game. And what Tottenham are, who knows?
Sure.
I just think that Leeds are falling like a stone, and this is the conundrum that they have. When I read text messages that say things about Sam Allardyce that are patently not true, he was at the very coalface of technology in football. His idea that he plays a certain way is only ever because of the resources it had available to him. He's not that type of person. I can remember when he was at Bolton and he was the first one to get Prozone and those sort of guys looking at technology. When we talk about players that he's had, like JJ Okocha and the French player, Jockier, right? You talk about those sort of players. They were flair players. So this notion that somehow or another he's this Philistine.
You've ever seen the film Sexy Beast with Ray Winston and Sir Ben Kingsley? You'll be aware. You've never seen it.
I haven't.
Actually, I remember giving you the DVD to watch, and I've never seen the DVD back, so it probably got lost in your move. So thanks, mate. So anyway, there he is. He's lying on the sunbed in Portugal, opening scene. He has a regular phone for just take calls from the family and friends and everything.
Yeah.
And he has another phone just for jobs. And he's lying there on the bed, soaking up the rays, and then suddenly it goes off and he hears this.
Good ringtone.
Oh, I wonder who it is. They've not sat Warnock at Halifax. He doesn't speak like that. He comes in the Midlands. And he picks it up, and it's Leeds United. And he's off again. He's back. Just when he thinks he's out, they pull him back in again.
I thought Chelsea were going to have to bring him in at one point.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today from 4 p.m. After us, from 7 p.m, it's Man City against West Ham. That's in the Premier League and exclusive as well, I'll have you know. Presented by Adrian Durham. On TalkSport 2, it's Liverpool v Fulham. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thank you for listening. Have a lovely day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from Talk Sport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.